Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is a Monday live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, we're on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. 1 hour from now, Colin was right. Colin was wrong. There is plenty of both. It is great to have you in today, Joy. Sometimes the NFL makes no sense. Buffalo was awful. The Cowboys were awful. The Rams were awful, and the Jaguars won their second game.
Good for the Jaguars. Good for the Jaguars. This was a bad night, bad day for the Bills, but I felt good for Jacksonville.
Listen, the only thing that was predictable, I mean, seriously, when I went to bed last night, I thought, well, Aaron Rodgers out, Jordan Love in, and they lose at Kansas City. I'm like, all right, that's one of the things I thought. But let me start with that. Because I didn't go in with great expectations with Jordan Love. I did not. I was not unfair. We talked about it Friday. I said 20 of 29, no TDs, no interceptions, run the offense. If my kids were going to a huge dinner, and I mean like a once-a-lifetime dinner, it was a governor's ball, and my kids had to go. I mean, we all have like one time in our lives with our kids, a real fancy ball. And they go there, and they're kids, and they don't know where to put the fork and the spoon, and you know, it's not very good, and they're kind of anxious, and you know, make sure you put the napkin up. Well, if I don't prepare them, that's on me. But if I send them to etiquette school for 18 months, even though they're kids, and they're still a tire fire, that's on my kids. My kids are smart. You got to be able to learn. That'd be on them, not dad. Okay, Jordan Love had 18 months in one of the best etiquette schools in the NFL. Matt LaFleur is really good. The Packers O-line, oh gosh, once again, it's really good. Two excellent running backs, star receiver, smart system. That was wildly underwhelming. And by the way, you can tell a lot from a player based on how the opponent attacks him and how the coaches call the plays. Green Bay coaches did not trust Jordan Love 18 months in that system with those players around him. And Kansas City coaches did not respect him. People haven't blitzed Brady in 15 years. And I'm not saying he's Brady. They didn't worry at all about getting burned. And that's okay for Justin Fields because he is being inserted into the starting lineup. Jordan Love's been there 18 months. I didn't get a single wow moment. You know, everybody bangs, including me, on Jalen Hurts. But I watched Jalen Hurts again yesterday, and I'm getting wow all over the field. Now, I can't throw a deep ball. He's got limitations. But when I watch Jalen Hurts, 22 points, 44 points, 24 points, I see production. He's got Charger defensive backs running all over the field. They could have easily won that game. And he's imperfect. You got to give me a wow moment. Burrow didn't his first start. Herbert didn't his first start. You got to give me something. And those guys didn't have 18 months. Hell, Herbert didn't have a preseason. You got to give me a wow moment. This Green Bay, just the offense. First of all, the team's really good, but the offense was missing 11 starters, went to Arizona. And Arizona, my friends, may be the best team in the league. Went to Arizona, missing 11 starters, and not only won the game, controlled the line of scrimmage, pushed Arizona all over the field, like Arizona pushed San Francisco yesterday all over the field. So Jordan Love had a ton of help here. By the way, this has never been about Jordan's better than Aaron. We didn't have huge expectations. What it's about is, remember, and this is a real thing, Joy and I have been on this for a year, that coaches see practice. So when the Dolphins were bailing on Tua like 6 months ago and the teammates weren't voting him captain 2 months ago, well, they're seeing practice stuff we're not, right? Like that was telling you, the players weren't in on Tua and the coaches knew how limited he was. When you watch that game plan last night, that is a coaching staff that was training wheel stuff. The Chargers had more confidence in Justin Herbert with no preseason against the Kansas City Chiefs. They just let him go. You go look at Joe Burrow, Andrew Luck, and I'm not saying Jordan Love has to be this, But that was and by the way, I always worry about this. So here's what the coach, Matt LaFleur, said after the game.
Certainly, Aaron's had the experience where he can get you out of some situations. But, you know, that's why I think, especially when you have a young quarterback, you have to have the plan as a coach. And squarely, this thing falls on me, and just not having a good enough plan to go out there versus that pressure, especially with a young quarterback.
Now, we all know the game here. If Brady has a bad game, Bruce Arians will walk up and dog cuss Brady because he can handle it. We know with young quarterbacks, and this is smart, hey, it's on me, it's on me, it's on me. Okay, we get it. But am I supposed to believe Matt LaFleur, a really sharp guy, all week in practice said, you know, Kansas City won't bring any pressure. Yeah, we have a young quarterback. He won't bring any pressure. That's how the Steelers tonight when they face the Bears. What are the Steelers going to do against the Bears? They're going to bring pressure. What did teams like, you know, yesterday, Carolina against Mac Jones, what do? They bring pressure. You don't even have to know football to know. That's like what you do. So you're going to tell me Matt LaFleur's like, wow, I would have never guessed this. Well, they're bringing pressure. You've been there for 18 months. Again, I wasn't looking for much, but you got to give me wow moments. You folks out there are critical of Lamar Jackson. Hell, he gives you a wow moment before kickoff. I mean, Lamar Jackson is just pew all over the place. Jalen Hurts get criticized. I criticize him, but he gives me a lot of, oh, okay, he's making people miss. I watch them. I'm like, arm, it's okay. Escapability, he's athletic. Size, seems good enough. Poise, feet, You got to give me something. And stop giving me the Josh Allen comp. Well, his first year, Josh Allen, first start was 6'6", throwing the ball 75 yards and leaping over linebackers. There's a reason they were patient with Josh Allen. There's a reason Miami isn't with Tua. Like, sometimes you're like, oh, that's unbelievable talent. It's just going to take a while. But I was totally underwhelmed. All right, so you know, many of you, it's just really unfortunate to think I'm against Baker Mayfield. So Baker didn't have OBJ. The world, you know, just you would have thought he, you know, completed 60 passes. He completed 14. But there's no reason to be petty. Baker talked about OBJ gone, new locker room, and the win, and here it is.
I wish him well. I really do. Like I said, my feelings haven't changed. I wish him well. You know, that's from a personal standpoint. He's a good friend of mine. I'm worried about the guys in our locker room. I'm proud of these guys, how they were able to focus up despite all the that was going on this week and how they were able to do their job. So that's why I appreciate this group of guys and the staff that we have. So we're going to, you know, see if we can build on it and continue to get better.
Yeah, that's good. You know, they write books about leadership. You don't have to be the smartest guy in the room like Aaron. You don't want to be moody like Jay Cutler. Leadership is right there. Not being petty. I like my guys. Not worried about the other guy. I wish him well. Always liked him. That's what leadership looks like. They write books about it. Don't always have to win the argument. Don't have to be the smartest guy in the room. Don't get petty. Focus on the now. Live in the moment. That's what Baker did. And by the way, we all know what I'm about to say is true. You ever gone on a camping trip with buddies? Whitewater rafting trip? Vegas with the girls? You know that the people you select for that are very important. Almost like groomsmen or bridesmaids. Like, there are certain people you're like, oh, I love her, but that's not going to be the space for her. You ever gone on a camping trip? You ever gone to a Vegas weekend? Takes one person that doesn't fit the room, blows it all up. Doesn't mean they're bad people. But we've all experienced this. It's nothing against OBJ. But it didn't really work, right? And you could see it early. So new rule from this point forward. Sometimes quarterbacks are better. Dak without Dez. Baker without OBJ. Folks, it's not about collecting talent, as Belichick says. You're building a team. OBJ, a lot of maintenance and a lot of drama, and he runs hot, and he just wasn't great for the room. And Baker yesterday looked incredibly comfortable. 8 different receivers, mixed it around. This team's never needed OBJ. They've got 2 excellent tight ends. The best offensive line, in my opinion, in football. Nick Chubb is a stud. Kevin Stefanski's a great play caller. Between Jarvis Landry and Donovan Peoples-Jones, those are an excellent tandem of receivers. You've got more than enough. You don't need another person on the camping trip. You don't need another groomsman. Like, it's fine. It's a good wedding party. There's enough here. Just that one person that was a little bit, as they call him, a cooler. Just a little needy, a little dramatic. Doesn't mean he's a bad person. He just never fit the room. We all know this to be true. It's not like when you look at Cleveland, you're like, you know what they need? A dramatic wide receiver. They got 2 good ones. You know, they just don't have an offensive line or a running game. No, they have that. Well, their coach is an old school defensive guy. Nope, that's not it. I mean, Baker completed 14 passes. Let's not go crazy here. But what I saw was he's comfortable. That's when Baker's at his best. We're running the ball. I'm throwing on 2nd and 4. I'm throwing on 3rd and 2. Donovan Peoples-Jones has been wide open multiple times in the last 7 weeks. It's not like a guy who can't create space. So we all know this in our personal lives. There's people like, you love them, but they'll screw up the camping trip. You love her, but she'll screw up the Vegas weekend. It's okay. It doesn't mean they're bad people. But OBJ never fit Cleveland. Baker looked incredibly comfortable. And this offense does not need anybody else. This is a really good offense. Great O-line, 2 tight ends, 2 nice receivers. Nick Chubb's a stud, smart play caller and designer, and a quarterback capable, when you give him space and make him comfortable, of getting in the 40s. You saw it all on display. But let's not – can we stop with this whole thing that more talent is always better? You saw Kyrie in the Celtics. I mean, Kyrie to the Celtics, how did it not work? Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, good coach, Kyrie Irving, didn't work. Didn't work in the room. Didn't work at practice. It's okay. It happens because it happens in our life. And football's not that different, believe it or not. It's human beings. It's a job than our lives. All right. By the way, that was Baker's 5th career game with a 130-plus passer rating. Odell Beckham didn't play in 4 of them, played in 1, and didn't record a catch. That's data. We've been banging on for 2 years. The data was there. Don't fight it. It's better without him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Lost somewhat as we pay attention to Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay, and Jordan Love is what's happening in Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes is a little lost. It's not real good. And, you know, let's set the parameters up with this. A, he's still a kid. He's 26. These are kids. B, this stuff's hard. Matt Stafford last night, Josh Allen yesterday, Tom Brady last week, Peyton Manning year 4 in Indy. This stuff's hard, man. And it doesn't really feel like a Super Bowl year for Kansas City. They're rebuilding the O-line. There's been a lot of injuries up front defensively. Their division's a lot better. Patrick Mahomes now, by the way, has to live up to the big contract. Oh, $450 million, Patrick Mahomes. That's a lot. That's a lot. Something else that needs to be mentioned. Patrick Mahomes has a new baby. His family could do him a favor and chill out a little on social media. Mom, there's a lot of noise around Patrick Mahomes. The contract, the family, the new baby. Like, literal noise at 2 in the morning. This is not easy, okay? Plus, here's the thing. He's an artist. He's old school. There's no book he plays by. Like, when Tom Brady struggles, he's more of a baker. There's a recipe. You don't ad-lib when you bake. You ad-lib when you bake, you get a runny cookie. So when Brady struggles, he goes back to his book. Mechanics, pre-snap, efficiency, release. But when you're a chef and you're doing it by feel, I'm going to add a little here. I'm going to add a little there. A little taste. There, I'm going to add a little. You're ad-libbing. What do you go back to? What do you go back to? You can get lost on this stuff. Now, he'll regain it. He may have regained it last night on that ad-lib play at the end of the game. He rolled out and made the big throw. You're like, oh, okay, that's Mahomes. But when Brady gets lost, he's got a book he goes back to. He's not ad-libbing a ton. He's just the world's best pre-snap, most efficient, accurate quarterback ever, right? But that's not really Mahomes' game. Greg Cosell told us this 3 weeks ago. He's going to be rough to coach. There is no book to go by. He's not doing that. He's an artist. He spills paint. He's a gunslinger. And so right now his personal life's a little noisy. He's got to live up to that big contract, and they're rebuilding the offensive line, and they don't really have much of a running game, and they've had defensive injuries. And, oh, look, our division's pretty interesting. This is – now, by the way, a prime example. Last night they script the first series. They score. Then he's left to his own ad-libbing, and not as good. And he talked about it after.
We're not playing offensively the way we wanted to and the way we expect to, but we're finding ways to get wins. Defense is playing great football. Special teams are doing a great job. And until we find that same mojo that we've had for so long, we're still battling through. Guys are stepping up and making plays to win football games.
Yes, they're winning. He's coachable. He's talented. They'll figure it out. But he's got a lot of personal noise. Expectations have gone up. They're rebuilding the O-line. He's a little lost. He's a little bit of a gunslinger. Aaron Rodgers has talked about that. Sometimes this stuff ain't linear, man. It's hard. He's young. Things aren't gelling. There's no surprises now. His opponents often use plays he did. So there, he's lost. You can see it. It's not there. Travis Kelce's dropping passes now. They're not giving away cheap stuff, and he tends to be – he's a home run hitter. This is not Tony Gwynn here hitting single. This is a home run hitter. He swings big. And when you take away the big from a guy that likes the big, he gets frustrated. He gets impatient. I think they'll work their way out of it. But there are years. I mean, Brady had 10 years in the middle. You just don't feel like a Super Bowl winning team. Now, it can be argued he's very lucky because right now in the AFC, I'm not sure there's anybody that feels like a Super Bowl team. I mean, Buffalo yesterday, you're like, okay, I can't figure out Buffalo. But he's lost. And this is what it looks like. And this is what it looked like for Peyton Manning in year four. Yeah, you watch this league long enough, they all struggle.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When Brady and Belichick break up, the advantage obviously goes to Brady. Number one, well, Belichick just lost the best quarterback ever. Yeah, it's going to take a while to figure out who's the next quarterback, especially when you're surprised he left. And secondly, Brady got to pick where he was going to go. So, yeah, Brady was going to win the early stages of this divorce. He got to pick where he's going. Yeah, it's kind of hard to find a guy to replace the GOAT. But now, 18 months later, New England looks right. They look like a playoff team. If the playoffs started today, New England is in. And when you look around the AFC, folks, everybody's got problems. The Bills' offense is hit and miss. The Ravens' secondary and defense is questionable. Kansas City's not right. The Chargers are good, but a little up and down. New England looks good. They're 4-0 on the road. It's the classic New England Patriots. Very few penalties. They win time of possession. They give you no cheapies over the top at all. You got to earn everything, and they ruin Sam Darnold Sundays. It looked very New England. And Mac Jones has gotten out of the terrible mistake area. The ceiling's lower. I'm not saying this is a Super Bowl team, but Belichick is back to checking about 7 boxes. We'll win time of possession. We'll run the ball. You'll get no cheapies over the top. We'll have fewer penalties. We're not going to give you ugly turnovers in short field. This looks very New England. And it's interesting because the top of the NFC is stacked with veteran quarterbacks. The top of the AFC is a lot of guys we love, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. But it's a lot of young quarterbacks under 25 years old. Who does Belichick own in this league? Quarterbacks under 25 years old. So I'm sitting there watching New England yesterday, and it took 18 months, And you knew Brady, who could pick his team, and Belichick, who had to find a replacement for the GOAT, you're not going to look good the first year. But New England right now is not only a playoff team, but if they played Miami again, they'd win. This is a team now that should have two more wins that they lost simply because Mac Jones is a baby. The diapers are off now. The binky's out. It's a real football team. New England feels like a playoff team. Whether you want to hear that or not, they do. They really, yesterday, it's like, yeah, that's what they look like with Brady on the road. Not a lot of penalties, no freebies, take a lead, control time of possession, efficient. You walk out of town and it's like, all right, that's something you could duplicate virtually every weekend in this league. Now, don't have a ton of playmakers. Guess what? Didn't the last 3 years in New England with Brady either.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like. Where Colin was right.
We were on it for 2 years about OBJ in Cleveland. It didn't work. It's okay. It was never a good fit. We were on this 2 years ago. It happened. Sometimes dramatic, high-maintenance players can cool a locker room. Kyrie to Boston. It's nobody to blame. It's not like this team is short on offensive talent. Baker yesterday, eight different guys caught a ball. Donovan Peoples-Jones, a terrific young receiver they drafted a year or two ago out of Michigan. He's been there. He's excellent. They got good tight ends. Don't fight it. It's okay. It's not just about getting talent. You're building a team, and OBJ cooled the locker room. Baker felt comfortable and free, and it worked.
Where Colin was wrong.
Blazing five, I don't even want to try to explain what happened to the 49ers. It was one of my picks of the year. I went 2-3. I did pick the Giants to upset the Raiders, and I said, I know, first time I've bet Atlanta and won, maybe in 37 years, but 2-3, under 40% on the year. By the way, my college picks went 3-0 again. NFL picks stink.
Where Colin was right.
I've been calling out Aaron Rodgers' narcissism and selfishness for years. By the way, the Packers now are no longer the number one seed in the NFC. And he plays Seattle without practice. They could be the 3 seed by the end of next weekend. He got caught in a lie. That's what narcissists do. They think they're so smart that nobody will catch them in their lies and deception. Aaron Rodgers saying, well, I'm a critical thinker. So the 73% of Americans who got the vaccine are not critical thinkers? By the way, Howard Stern had a great line this morning. Next time he gets hurt, don't send out doctors. Let Joe Rogan do it. Give me a break.
Where Colin was wrong.
Listen, I have been trumping Kyle Shanahan. I have been his biggest advocate. But yesterday he got worked by Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury had Colt McCoy. He didn't have his quarterback. He didn't have his best wide receiver, DeAndre Hopkins. They didn't have Chase Edmonds after about a series. J.J. Watt's gone, their best run stopper, and they completely out-schemed, outplayed, out-coached with Colt McCoy. They came in with a wildly creative game plan, and once again, Shanahan's offense is predictable and rigid. And this is now, by the way, it's not like they don't have players. They got good backs, good O-line, a star tight end, Emmanuel Sanders. The 49er game plans are predictably rigid, like his personality.
Where Colin was right.
Russell Westbrook is exactly what I predicted with the Lakers. He's going to give you a ton of minutes, and you don't want him anywhere near the ball in crisis. He had 1-for-13 against Portland this weekend with 6 turnovers. He's a disaster. By the way, LeBron got hurt, so it was his team for 3 games. The last two, he has been so bad late in games, it is like clench your teeth and close your eyes. This is what he is. This is what he was going to be with the Lakers. He's a regular season minutes provider. You cannot put him in crisis or crucial spots late in games. That's why I wouldn't be shocked if they moved him at the trading deadline. Nick Wright and I talked about that yesterday in my podcast. He is exactly what I thought he would be. You're going to get minutes. You're going to get passion. You're going to get energy. And he can't shoot. And you don't want the ball in his hands. When LeBron's out, it's his team. He's the quarterback. Run for your life.
Where Colin was wrong.
Sam Darnold's head coach is now giving up on Sam Darnold. I love the athlete. I love the kid. but he is not a naturally gifted thrower of the football, so he makes the easy stuff look incredibly difficult. And here was Matt Rhule after the three picks yesterday.
You know, I don't want to lay things on one person, but we just can't continue to just keep throwing the ball up. Like, we got to protect the football. Like, if you have an interception, it's a third down interception is one thing. A first and second down interception can't happen. And so to me, those are decision-making things that, you know, we've talked about and talked about and talked about. And here we are, you know, game nine of the season, Joe, and it hasn't happened, you know. So
do you feel like Sam Darnold still gives you guys the best opportunity to win?
You know, I'll watch the tape before I make some, you know, big statement, to be quite honest. I'll make sure I see everything and consider all factors. I know Sam prepared hard. Yeah, we can't have a quarterback throwing the ball up in the air. He knows that. I know that. So whether we have to get with the coaches, figure out, is it coaching? Is it him? What is it? But just we can't keep doing this.
By the way, again, I often talk about, oh, that guy's an easy thrower. Some guys mechanically, like Baker Mayfield, for all the criticism, looks like he's your quarterback. The way his release point, his mechanics, Darnold, it's too hard. And because of that, the easy stuff becomes kind of difficult and the hard stuff becomes impossible.
Where Colin was right.
Urban Meyer is not going to coach USC. Urban Meyer is not leaving the NFL. Urban Meyer, with a tire fire for a roster, got his second win. This stuff takes time. He inherited a mess. He's got a rookie quarterback. Can we be a little patient? He's outcoached Brian Flores and Sean McDermott this year. He beat a better team, a better quarterback, a better roster. I'm not saying he's Belichick, but I don't care very much about his personal life. That's his stuff. What I care about is the team getting better. Well, I will say this. They're inconsistent because bad teams are, but I've seen three games this year. They led Arizona at half. They gave Denver fits. They beat Miami, and they beat the Bills. And again, outside of wide receiver, there is not a great unit on this roster. Their pass rush is interesting. It ain't great. So can we slow down? Can we be fair? I know you may not like him and you think he's cocky, but this is the worst roster in the league, and they got two wins, and they're going to win another game or two. Let's just go 2 years. Is that fair? You know, even Jordan Love, who drove me crazy, I wouldn't be nearly hard on him if he didn't get a year. But Jordan Love's had a year and a half of practice. Like, Urban comes into the league, go win games with a bad roster. Give me a break on that.
Where Colin was right.
I said to KD, be careful about leaving the Warriors. You got a lot of smart people. This is a really well-run organization. Today, the Warriors have the best record, first in points, first in defense, first in assists, first in threes. Be careful, KD. By the way, Gary Payton's son, they found him. A defensive gem. Jordan Poole, the draft pick, has developed into a terrific player. They are deep. They've got experience on the bench. They've got a nice mix of youth and shooters and defenders. I said this with Kevin Durant. Not just leaving Steph for Kyrie, why would you leave what appears to be as smart an organization as the league has? And in a couple years since KD left, they are great on both sides. Draymond Green is infused with a new energy. Jordan Poole is a terrific young player. He would be on the KD Warrior team today because they got him on the draft after he left. Can you imagine having Clay, Steph, Draymond, KD, Jordan Poole? Just hand him a trophy.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
So the Cowboys lost. I'd throw away the tape. Dak had a week in which he didn't practice a ton. Throw the tape away. Buffalo lost. I am a little concerned about the inconsistency of their offensive front. But the Rams loss is more troubling because it's so solvable. It's so solvable. So last night is, we all know that Stafford is better than Jared Goff, right? We all know that. We're not going to argue about that. But I said this weeks ago, Sean McVay shouldn't suppress his creativity because Stafford's better. The Rams used the same 11 personnel grouping on all 74 snaps. The first half, no deception. And McVay, to me, has put too much blind faith in Matt Stafford. He's not that mobile. He's more mobile than Goff, but I wouldn't classify him as a super mobile quarterback. Tom Hanks is great. He needs a script. He's had bad movies, too. The first half against the Titans, it was straight drops, 11 personnel. Well, Tennessee's too good and too well coached. They sniffed that crap out. We know Stafford is better. But Tom Brady last year in his playoff run, you can't be quarterback, can't be be-all, end-all. Brady needed that running game, which they kind of lacked throughout the regular season. And they got to the playoffs. Oh, and Leonard Fournette, Ronald Jones, they had a running game. Oh, Tom's better. Mahomes right now. Is they're rebuilding that offensive line. Mahomes needs help. And so I think sometimes that Sean McVay has suppressed his creativity, and it's almost like Matt Stafford's the savior. Matt, empty set, make it happen. No, Matt Stafford needs deception too. And when the Rams, and they weren't going to win last night, that's Tennessee smelled it, had a better game plan, more physical. But you can't just say, Matt, you just drop back. Let's clear it out. No back set. No back. Matt Stafford doesn't have a history of winning those games. Not against good teams. Not against well-coached teams. Not against teams with a good pass rush. So in the second half, there was a lot of deception, a lot of counters. All of a sudden, Matt's got more success and Matt has more time to throw. I think they've looked at Stafford as such a savior. And he is better than Goff. And we all know that. It's not an argument. But I'm going to give the Tennessee Titans credit. Everybody's saying, the Rams had a lot of penalties. That was uncharacteristic. You know why teams have penalties? Because the game gets faster. And Tennessee made the game faster. There's more holdings. You're out of sorts. You're getting hit in the mouth. Some of that is not just the Rams not playing well. That's Tennessee. I always said this. You take a typist who types 70 words a minute and ask that person to type 120 words a minute, they're going to make more mistakes. Like the Titans, they make Josh Allen make more mistakes. And Matt Stafford makes more mistakes. And the offense makes more mistakes. And the offense holds more. You got to give some credit to Tennessee for all those Ram mistakes because they got them out. You make mistakes when you're out of your comfort level. Either the play is coming in too fast, you're getting too much pressure. So I give Tennessee credit for the mistakes. But what I think L.A. could have solved is a more creative offensive game plan, which they gave Goff every week. Every week. The Rams were one of the best watches in the league. They were all over the place. Now it's just 11 personnel, save the day. It's not who they are. You got to give Matt Stafford creativity, too. He's not Kyler Murray. Speaking of Kyler Murray, most people didn't watch Arizona house San Francisco. But this goes to something we talk about all the time, is that one of the great qualities, and unfortunately, you don't see it among a lot of people in America. A lot of people in America think they have the answers for everything. To admit occasionally as a man, yeah, I messed that up. But unfortunately, what you have is marginally talented people in America think they're doctors now. Maybe be good at your own career before you're an expert on something you've never studied for 8 years. The Arizona Cardinals acknowledged, yeah, that coaching hire didn't work. Whoa, we missed on that quarterback draft pick. Do you know Steve Keim could be in the middle of a tsunami, a disaster today? But Steve Keim acknowledged, I got the wrong coach and I got the wrong quarterback. I'm going to go with Cliff Kingsbury. I'm going to go with Kyler Murray. And right now, because of those two, Arizona's the best football team in the league. Is that Cliff Kingsbury, to me, I would give him the coach of the year today. Why? They brought in a lot of new pieces, and these were some veterans that got, they have egos and they have contracts. This is not an easy team. It's not a young team like Urban Meyer has where, you know, it almost feels collegiate. You got some big contracts here. You got some adults in the room. They lost J.J. Watt. They're using a backup yesterday. That game plan was clever. It was go for it. It was creative. And Kyle Shanahan looked like the second best coach on that field. So when you look at what they've overcome, the injuries, how they're winning this division, Arizona is a great example of don't double down on your mistakes. You don't know everything. You're really not a doctor. You don't know everything. It's okay to admit, I'm going to trust people that went to medical school. I'm going to trust that I made a mistake on the coach. And I made a mistake on the quarterback. And right now, a year later, you're the best team in the league. Don't double down on wrong. Because we're all wrong. It's no big deal. It's not the end of the world. Nobody's going to eat you. It's okay to admit. We messed up. I mean, Arizona right now, had they been stubborn, the GM would be out of work. The coach would be terrible. The quarterback's not working. You're probably going to have the number three draft pick. That's what you'd be today had Steve Keim acknowledged. Not acknowledged. Yeah, I messed up twice. Oh, my God. Coach and quarterback. I missed on both. The owner, the Bidwells, thank God they did this. We're like, okay, this is not science. There's a little art to it. You make mistakes. I mean, you and I, we all know this. We don't know who's going to work. I mean, Tom Coughlin's coaching at Boston College. Did you ever guess? Yeah, he'll go up against Brady and Belichick, 2-0 in the Super Bowl. A lot of this stuff, I didn't think Kingsbury was going to work. I'm like, he couldn't win in college. He couldn't win with Patrick Mahomes. And I'll tell you this about Kingsbury, is that the first year, he would have good series and good halves, but you saw his shortcomings. Like, he was learning on the fly how to coach in the NFL. And then last year, got better. Like, this year, you don't see the unevenness of Arizona. Like, they give you games and months. The first year, you saw the moments of Kingsbury where you're like, okay, he gets it. His scripted plays, you'd be like, man, he'll give you 12 scripted. They're good. And then they have terrible second halves. So, and Matt LaFleur, by the way, at Green Bay. First year, not quite there. Second year, remember first year I said about Matt LaFleur? They're bad after half. He's great on the script. He's not. Now Matt LaFleur, although I didn't like yesterday, is great for four quarters. So way to go, Arizona. Two big hires, missed on both, didn't double down in it, right on both, best team in the league.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
We've been talking about this all day. This is a long season. It's not like college football. Like, if you lose a game in the SEC, it can ruin your season. It's the NFL. You can lose three games in division, four games in division. It's got to take deep breath. These are the world's best football players. Tom Brady, bad game, got a bye week. It's like, it's okay. Like, just don't try not to lose. Don't let a team beat you twice. Like, don't let it get in your head. Like I would know. But Joe Burrow didn't have his best day yesterday, and he joins us live. And I loved your answer. I said, okay, Joe, you got a bye week. Are you going to go on a nice vacation? You know, get this out of your head. And you said, what? What are your bye week going to be?
Sit at home, sit on the couch, and watch some football. It's going to be a great week.
And it was funny because I thought, you know, if you would have canceled today, I'm like, I get it. I totally get it. But take me through the process. Game's over. You're going to probably watch some tape. Not your best Sunday. The process for you emotionally. Where are you at right now on that?
Yeah, obviously, you know, right after the game, you're feeling pretty crappy. You know, I didn't play very well. But then you watch the film, it's never as bad as it looks, and it's never as good as you think it was coming off the field. And something that I'm going through and learning, you know, you just talked about it, you know, in college you lose a game, it's the end of the world. You know, you're out of the playoff conversation, yada, yada, yada. You know, in the NFL, you really have to stay even keeled. You lose a game, it's not the end of the world. You know, you got a bye week, regroup. You know, we got 8 games left. We're right in the thick of it, 5-4. A lot of teams are 5-4.
Yeah.
We just got to go to practice and get ready to go.
You know, it's interesting. And I, one of the things that, Joe, I never do, I never question play calling. I don't look at the tape. You're an expert. I'm a sports guy. There is a throw that NFL coaches ask quarterbacks to make. I've never liked it. I've never liked it because I think it's a hard throw to make. And I'm not making excuses for anybody, but the Denzel Ward play, I don't love that. Denzel's excellent. There's a tiny window. By the way, if he makes a great play and jumps it, it's over. And that's obviously a play you've made. I've watched you make it a dozen times. But in a situation like that, I mean, you're obviously comfortable with that throw. When you let go of that ball, is your takeaway, I hit this in practice all week? Or am I overstating how dangerous that throw is?
No, I think you're overstating how dangerous that throw is. I think that the windows in the NFL are like that a lot, and I just missed it inside. And if I felt like he was going to make the play, I should have moved on to my next progression. You know, that's when you live and you learn from. And Denzel obviously is a great player. I've played with Denzel. He's in my recruiting class at Ohio State, so I've known how great of a player he is from day one. And he had a great game. That's just when you live and you learn, you want to move on to the next progression. And you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. So I want you to go back. I want you to go back a year from today. Joe Burrow today and Joe Burrow last year around this time. Where has been your biggest jump or your biggest improvement in the calendar year?
You know, I think understanding defenses, understanding situational football in the NFL has gotten a lot better. And I think my checks at the line of scrimmage have really come a long way. I've just seen a lot more football now and understand what to get to against certain defenses. And, you know, I think we're a lot better as a team. I'm excited about where we are. I'm excited about our coaching staff and all the players we have. So, you know, I think the future is really bright for us.
You know, 11 of the 16 teams in the AFC are above 500. It's really deep. Go ask Buffalo yesterday. Like if you don't go on the road and you're not buttoned up, it gets ugly fast in this league. When you look, your first half, it's absolutely a success. People did not see you as a playoff team. So now you get your bye week and you go into the second half. Do you feel like, all right, tweaks? Where do you feel your offense can get better? Because bye week, remember last year, Joe, that's when Brady and the Buccaneers really popped. They were really struggling into the bye. They got 10 days off, and they were a different team. So is it tweaks, or where do you go in the second half? You feel like we got to make big improvements or smaller improvements?
We just have to stop turning the ball over. You know, the biggest thing for us, we've moved the ball against everybody. We've just hurt ourselves with turnovers, fumbles, interceptions. I can do a much better job of taking care of the ball. And when I start doing that, and when we start doing that as an offense, you know, we've moved the ball against everybody. I think it'll be a good bye week just to, you know, step away from football, be a fan for a week, you know, watch all the games across the league, see how people win, see how people lose. Sometimes that's what it takes. Like you said, the Bucs were 7-5 going into bye week last year. And, you know, you saw what they did the last half and going into the playoffs. So everything is in front of us. You know, we're excited about where we're at. Obviously, the last 2 weeks were disappointing, but, you know, we still got everything on the table for us.
Yeah. Was there a, when you look at Cleveland's game plan, did they show you things you hadn't seen at this point in your career? When you go to that line of scrimmage, especially against rivals where you see them twice a year, you play the Browns several times, anything you didn't expect, or is it just a matter of efficiency, making plays work? Are you fooled less, surprised less today than 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely fooled less. I would say, you know, if you look at that game, you know, we played poorly, but it only came down to maybe 5 or 6 plays where, you know, we made mistakes and they capitalized on them. You know, sometimes, you know, if you know, Denzel tips a ball on a slant, it might go in the dirt. Yesterday, it turned out to be an interception for them, and then they score a touchdown. So those mistakes that we had, you know, you got to give them credit. They capitalized on them and made big plays. And then we just, you know, we weren't able to come back from that. So that's why I'm saying you got to be better, limit the turnovers, and play on schedule.
When Ja'Marr Chase has a drop or it doesn't go right, how do you ensure, because listen, man, this game's emotional. It can get into your head. You know, right now, Patrick Mahomes, he's a little lost, not quite the zip, not quite the confidence. This is a hard game physically and mentally. How do you ensure? What kind of, do you pep talk it? If a guy has a drop in a game, do you go and talk about it, or do you let him be in his own space? How do you manage that?
Yeah, I think you have to understand the player that you're dealing with. You know, with Ja'Marr, I know the kind of player he is. I know the kind of guy he is. I don't say anything to him. But, you know, as a leader, that comes with the territory of knowing each and every one of your receivers and each and every one of the players on your team individually. So you know, hey, this guy had a drop. I got to go talk to him. I got to go say something. Or this guy had a drop. I don't have to say anything to him. I know he's going to be fine. So that just comes with being a leader and understanding your guys.
Yeah. Finally, my daughter went to a Baltimore Ravens game and had the pleasure to sit next to Joe's family and his mother. And my daughter was so blown away by how cool the family was. And there is a picture of your beautiful mother and my adorable daughter. And I will tell you this. You can tell a lot about a son from the parents, and my daughter just kept going on. Oh, they are so sweet. They're so supportive and nice. And you know what I told them, Joe? I said, tell her if I've ever said anything bad about Joe, I apologize. I got nervous.
Well, my dad and I, during quarantine, we used to watch your show all the time. you know, I would get my workouts done in the morning. You know, you were on at 12 o'clock Eastern time. I'd come home, not a lot to do, not a lot on it. 12 Eastern on a Wednesday. So we'd sit down and watch your show.
Well, I appreciate that. Great family. Enjoy the bye week. Watch football like the rest of America, my friend. And better days ahead. Great seeing you.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. Joe Burrow. He's a great kid.